understanding at a Moiridika time, Rabbi Isai. The Pasuk says, Sheishes Yomim Te'osem Melacha. In this week's parasha, the Pasuk defines what happens when you comes to Shabbos. The Pasuk starts off Shabbos by saying, Sheishes Yomim Te'osem Melacha. 6 days Melacha should be done. There is when a person internalizes the message of Shabbos, he realizes that the 6 days that he's working, he's not doing the Melacha. The Melacha happens by itself. On Shabbos, when a person is not allowed to do Melacha, the message of Shabbos is supposed to be that a whole week, it's Sheishes Yom Te'asa Melacha. A whole week, you think you're doing Melacha, you're not doing Melacha, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom that's doing it for you. That is the message of that is the message of Shabbos Kodesh, of the Amunah of Shabbos Kodesh. Rabbi Yisai, you have to be blind not to see what the Rabbi Nishlam is doing over here. If a who is terrified over here? The people that are Sheishes Yamim Tasa Malacha, the people that sit and do Malacha 6 days a week, and they think that they're the one that's doing it today. Rabbi Yisai, they're all in Pachad. It's mamish. You couldn't make up this story. It's such a pella. You think about it. The President of the United States, they can't even protect him because they're afraid that the Secret Service has the coronavirus. It's amazing to think about it. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is so brilliant how he shut down the world in such an unbelievable manner, and the message is not to be scared, Rabbi, like we said yesterday. The message is to realize who is doing this, who is shutting down the world, who is doing it in an amazing way that they shut down voluntarily and they're not even scared. They don't even know what they're scared of. They're not sure. Is it deadly? Is it not deadly? Who's it deadly for? The Mamish Famish the Kishkis. And the Rebbeinu Shlom did it in a way, shut down the entire world. No one has any power anymore. The greatest, the most chashivah singers, the most chashivah baseball players, they couldn't get a minion to say hello to them if they wanted. And the only one that's Mesuder and Meyuchid is, I was thinking this morning, who's calm? A baby is calm. A baby is sleeping in his crib. He is calm. Nothing is going on. Rabbi say, if we realize that the one that's doing it is our father, it's our tata that's doing it. It's not some virus that's running around. It's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he's trying to bring us closer to him. He wants us to realize that there's no president, and there's no police, and there's no army, there's no markets, there's no nothing. It's only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Rabbi say, when we take this message home, we got the message, and we have the betochen, and we're Yeshu B'Seser Elyon, we're going to be Zeicha to sit under the Rabbeinu Shalom's wing and be protected as long as we realize, as long as we're like the baby in the crib. And we realize the Rabbeinu Shalom is the one that's doing it. He's not doing it out of anger. He's shutting down the world. He wants to demonstrate his power. Think about it for a second. People are nervous about their panasa, yeah? If the Rabbeinu Shalom can do this, you don't think the Rabbeinu Shalom can figure out a way to get your panasa? If the market's down, you think that the Rabbeinu Shalom can't do? The market's down, all the businesses are shutting down. Oh, the Rabbeinu Shalom's out of business. He can't think of a way to give us a panasa. Rabbi Isai, what happened to our brains? If the Rabbeinu Shalom can think of a way of shutting down the world in an unbelievable, someone said, there's a Moritik Chacham that thought of this idea. He realized that this was going to happen. Moritik Chacham said this 3 years ago. If a person said this 3 years ago, he's a certified Shaita. No one in his right mind can think of such a thing that could ever happen on this planet. If you have any shemets of Seichel, there's no tzad you can think about this thing. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a Chacham Mikaladam. He's a Gira Mikaladam. And he's doing this. Let's realize it's him. And let's come to him and rely on him. And he could send us our parnasa b'shefa rav as long as we rely on him and realize that there's no one else to rely on. Rabbi said we should talk to be zeicha to remember that it's the Rabbeinu Shalom that's doing this. And it's sheishes yamim te'asa malacha. The Rabbeinu Shalom's doing it for us. And when we remember this, we'll talk to be zeicha to be under the shlita of the Rabbeinu Shalom, under the guard of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he'll protect us, and he'll bench us, and he'll send us bracha. L'anu l'chol Yisrael, b'bi'ez gael tzedek, b'mehe'ev yameinu, amen.